Liana Nguyen is back. This person, highly suspect. You know, she just happened to be there at the Boston bombing and all these other things. She's just keeps showing up everywhere to as kind of a psyop. And she's now back pushing the new bird flu vaccine. Well, it's actually not a new vaccine. We've got a profile on what this thing is really like. But listen to her now. She's trying to push the bird flu panic and also push the bird flu vaccine.
What should be happening in the Biden administration right now that isn't going on?
Yeah, there are two main things that they should be doing in the days that they have left. The first is to get testing out there. I feel like we should have learned our lesson from COVID that just because we aren't testing...
Not to listen to her.
That the virus
isn't That's the lesson there. We should
learn.
It
just means that we aren't looking for it. We should be having rapid tests, home tests available to all farm workers, to their families, for the clinicians taking care of them so that we aren't waiting for public labs and CDC labs to tell us what's bird flu or not. And the second very important thing is this is not like the beginning of COVID where we were dealing with a new virus, we didn't have a vaccine. There actually is a vaccine developed already against H5N1. The Biden administration has contracted with manufacturers to make almost 5 million doses of the vaccine. However, they have not asked the FDA to authorize the vaccine. There's research done on it. They could get this authorized now and also get the vaccine out and to farm workers and to vulnerable people. I think that's the right approach because we don't know what the Trump administration is going to be doing around bird flu. If they have people coming in with anti-vaccine stances, could they hold up vaccine authorization? If they don't want to know how much bird flu is out there, could they withhold testing? I mean, that's a possibility. And I think the Biden administration in the remaining days should get testing and vaccines widely available so that at least it empowers state and local health officials and clinicians to do the right thing for their patients.
Dr. Nguyen, is bird flu in humans super dangerous?
Well, the World Health Organization estimates that in prior outbreaks of the bird flu, that the mortality rate is 52%. 52%. However, it seems that most cases have been mild, and maybe some people even have asymptomatic infection. But the question is, we don't know what happens when bird flu affects more vulnerable individuals. People infected so far in the U.S. have been mainly farm workers who are working, presumably.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's enough of her. I can't take that any longer. This is already out there. As a matter of fact, this is tweeted out by Nicholas Hulse here. He said, the bird flu vaccine she once approved for humans is called Audenz, A-U-D-E-N-Z. It's made by CSL Seqirus. Humans injected with this died at a ratio of 1 out of every 200, compared to 0.1% in the placebo group. In one of the clinical trials, this deadly injection, and he's got the, that's what you see right there highlighted. This deadly injection must not be authorized for human use. Isn't that amazing? You know, she's pushing this thing. Well, we need to do some testing on that. And we got to get more testing that is out there. And you notice that she said, you know, it can have 52%. This is... She's a much better propagandist and liar than Robert Redfield is. He said, well, you know, if it gets out there in the population, if it mutates and it gets to humans, and it's just inevitable, it's going to kill 25 to 50% of the people who get it. How do you know that? Because it hasn't mutated, and it isn't spreading, and it isn't causing any respiratory issues, and nobody has died. You know, these are the same people who want to tell us that, you know, 52% of the people that get it are going to die. You'll see mainstream media articles that will tell us that there's been, here we are, right here. This is on Zero Hedge, and it's coming from Epic Times. And they're, all of them, I've got WND, World Net Daily, I've got Zero Hedge, I've got Epic Times. These are all conservative papers that are feeding MAGA people lies. And they said a total of 65 human cases of H5 bird flu. Well, then that would mean that you've got, you know, 32, 33 people who have died, right? Except nobody died. Nobody died. And they come back and say, well, it might be asymptomatic. So you got something that goes from asymptomatic, no symptoms whatsoever, all the way up to 52% of the people die. Does that pass a sniff test? Anybody out there want to do some critical thinking about that? There's no way that that's true. There's no way that this could be something that's so... That, you know, they're projecting all this stuff, telling you horror stories about something that they don't even pretend to have any data on. And to say that half of the people, 52%, see, it's not even a range like Redfield put out. She puts 52% like they actually know. It's important to put that 2% in there, because now it sounds like they've done a precise measurement. That's what it's all about. It's all about bluffing people. And this is coming from the Epoch Times. It's put back out as propaganda from Zero Hedge. The CDC has found mutations in samples taken from a man infected with the first severe case of avian influenza in the United States. And we talked about this last week. Said, yeah, but he hasn't died. And no, it's not clear that he's got any respiratory symptoms. They don't talk about the symptoms. Other people, they say, yeah, they got pink eye. They got pink eye. They're working on a farm. They didn't wash their hands. They get, you know, got pink eye because they rubbed their eyes. They said this strain differs from the B3.13 genotype detected in dairy cows, human cases, and some poultry across the United States. So this is a, they pretend that this is different. And here's the big thing. They pretend that they've isolated it. Not only have they isolated it, but they've done genetic testing on it. All of that is a lie, folks. And we know that's a lie. Because we had, and I forget that, Christine in Canada and several other people had contacted hundreds of public health and state health, you know, national health services, saying, can you give me the isolated COVID virus? And more than 200 of them replied and said, no, we don't have it isolated. Some of them said, we never isolate it, never isolate these viruses. And yet here they are pretending yet again. And I heard all this stuff. I had people when I was at InfoWars, regular guests that would come on with Alex. A couple of them came on with me and said, yeah, this has been designed. It's got this little hook on it, and it binds. It's specially designed to... You don't know any of that stuff. You're just passing lies on that you've been told. And now they're saying the same thing again. They're saying this showed low-frequency mutations in the hemagglutinin gene. The mutations are not found on poultry samples collected on the patient's property, suggesting the changes emerged from the patient after he became infected. It may result in increased virus binding to cell receptors. You see, we heard all this nonsense before. When will we ever learn? I won't mention his name because I like him, and he's an expert in some other areas, but it's not his expertise. The guy came on my program, regular on InfoWars, and he said, yes, it just my, and I said, after he got off, I said, never have him on again. Not even to talk about what he knows about. You know, he's expert in some other stuff, but never going to have that guy on again. Notably, in this case, no transmission from the patient in Louisiana to other persons has been identified. Oh, wow, okay. And he didn't die, or you know that would have been headline news everywhere. If he had died from something else, we would have blamed it on bird flu. He didn't. And so are there any respiratory issues? Well, they don't say it. Has he got pink eye? They don't say. The CDC, though, said the risk to the general public remains low. Well, that's good, because you see what they're doing right now, it's not good, because this is the way the PSYOP runs. This is the normalization stage. And what they're doing is a constant stream of information out there. And then at some point, they tell you, okay, now, panic. Now we've hit the panic button. Be afraid. This is the way this thing is, whole thing is running out. CDC confirms the first severe bird flu case. This is the headline from WND, another conservative media site, just repeating everything that they said. And again, they focus on backyard birds, because this is about taking away our food supply. And in this article put up by WND, who do they quote? They quote the Associated Propagandists, AP. They quote Politico. They quote Deborah Birx, who says, our number one principle in preventing pandemics is to detect. We're monitoring more than 10,000 exposures, but we've only tested 530. That means that we're not testing enough. And a lot of this spread can be asymptomatic. Well, if it's asymptomatic, why are you afraid of anything? You don't even have any symptoms, right? Oh, but we got to do more testing, more testing. The testing is how they create the pandemic. And that's exactly what Leanna Wynn said as well. This article from WND quotes the CDC. They quote the Associated Propagandists. They quote Politico. They quote Deborah Birx. They quote Scott Gottlieb, another health policy veteran from Trump's first administration. No, he's another health policy whore. This is the guy, Scott Gottlieb, ran the FDA. He goes to Pfizer afterwards to collect his paycheck, to get paid off. He said agricultural officials did just about everything wrong over the last year, hoping that the virus would burn out, but it didn't, said Scott Gottlieb. I wonder what he's going to sell with all this stuff. You know, Mary Talley Bowden, who's an MD, posted up on Twitter. She said, Friday, two powerful people reached out to me, asking me to be a team player. She said, I'm trained to triage, not to compromise. She said, they both told me that Trump will never back down from the shots. Really? Oh, I could have told you that, right? I mean, look at how he has bragged about it. Look at how he bragged about it up until like the spring when he was running for re-election. And everybody was telling him, you know, Wayne Allen Root, Alex Jones, everybody, stop bragging about the vaccine. You know, everybody's onto it. They know it's fatal, right? So we can't tell him it's sugar water anymore. And you can't keep bragging about being the father of the vaccine, but he can't help himself. It's his ego. And so he'll never back down from the shots, she said. These two people contacted her and said, we want you to be a team player. In other words, what they want her to do is they want her to lie for him. Be a team player. Get on the Trump team and lie for him like Alex Jones and other people have done, right? So it really doesn't matter, she said, who is appointed to HHS because Trump isn't going to back down from these things. And by the way, when we're looking at it, look at the Maha Ball. Maha Ball. The Maha Inauguration Ball. And here's the thing that they're posting up. You can attend and get, they got the gold ticket and they've got the silver ticket. And so the gold ticket, and I'm not going to read you all the things that it buys you there, you know, access, right? You can get a gold ticket for $30,000. You can get a silver ticket for only $10,000. Maybe I'll get the silver ticket for all three of us. We'll all go, right? if you're a cheapskate, you can get the $500 ticket, but you got to stand outside in the cold until after 9 p.m. You can't get in until 9 p.m. So it's like one person said, so are there going to be heaters outside where we're standing and waiting before we can get in at 9 p.m.? And, you know, this is the Maha people. This is all window dressing. Nothing is going to change.
Hello, it's me, Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm so tired of wearing these same t-shirts everywhere for years. You'd think with all the billions I've skimmed off America, I could dress better. And I could, if only David Knight would send me one of his beautiful gray MacGuffin hoodies or a new black t-shirt with the MacGuffin logo in blue. But he told me to get lost. Maybe one of you American suckers can buy me some at thedavidknightshow.com. And David is giving a 10% discount to listeners from now until 2025. At that price, you should be able to buy me several hundred. Those amazing sand-colored microphone hoodies are so beautiful. I'd wear something other than green military cosplay to my various galas and social events. If you want to save on shipping, just put it in the next package of bombs and missiles coming from the USA.